And we've had snow a few times, just a few flakes, and then we've had it some that stayed on the ground, maybe a half a day.
What would you call a storm with freezing temperatures and sleet here? What would you call that if you did have?
Hail. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where would, do you have a place that the fire department might, well, let's say if this building caught on fire, do you think you would have adequate fire protection?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. They had a forest fire on one night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 12 o'clock at night, and I was asleep. Well, I heard the last of the gong,
mm-hmm.
and I waked up. I said, my goodness, my clock must have went off.
Yeah.
Something wrong with it that is buzzing like that. And then it wasn't, so I pulled out the cord to the telephone, but it was all right. So I said, well, nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. I got back in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And after a little while, I heard people talking in the hall. And I peeped out and I said, what's going on? They said, well, we had a fire alarm. I says, well, are you going to let me burn up in my room and not think anything about me? Because there is supposed to be a captain on every floor to see that the people are out of their rooms. Of course, he might have been away that night, I don't know. But it was a short.
Do they have a place where they keep fire trucks around here?
Not too far from here. There's one, the first shopping center you come to,
mm-hmm.
on the left-hand side going out,
mm-hmm.
there's a fire station there.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, then if they had a fire here, a fire truck would come from somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
to fill that one in. So if they need another, then another would come there and wait until they need them. That's how they work it. So they don't all go to the fire at the same time. The first one goes and sees if they need another one, well, then they call another one.
Do you have good police protection here?
I think we do, considering the size of the town, that it is, the way it has grown.
Mm-hmm.
We do need more protection, but if you don't have the money to pay for it, you can't get it. And you know, the trouble with Jacksonville, we have a lot of tourist money. And they don't pay any taxes, only what they buy in the stores, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
And that's the trouble with Florida.
Uh-huh.
Because we have the tourists come down in the winter, and we have to protect them, and they don't pay anything at all.
Mm. I see, I guess. Well, there are about a half million people here in Jacksonville, a little more. I guess then you might have to have police protection then for more than that, maybe 700,000 people.
Well, we could use double, I imagine, our police protection,
mm-hmm.
but we just can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I think, Jacksonville had run down before we had our last mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taken him quite a while to get things straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
And the jails and things are not properly for the people that's in it, and they turn them loose before they should because there's no room for them,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. But they're getting onto that now.
Is there a prison system?